Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Boy, after this week, I could use Brewers Outlet. In fact, there may not be anything left in the store for the rest of you. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sudbury, the beverage supermarket. Beverages, a wide array, selection of beverages. Snacks. Pickle bar, fresh hot roasted peanuts. That's Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We are now T-minus 25 hours to the official announcement of the head football coach at Penn State. 4:15 is the scheduled announcement tomorrow from the Penn State football media room. And on our show today, we're going to give you a little different perspective. Today, 3:35, Denny Dowds, the head football coach at East Stroudsburg, James Franklin's college coach. Then at 4:06, we'll discuss the ill-fated candidacy of Jerome Bettis to the Hall of Fame with Tony DeFazio of the Pittsburgh Sports Report.
No, you made the final 15.
Ill-fated. Do you see the competition he's against?
I didn't say he was going to make it. I said he made the final 15.
NS, no shot. Actually, to be frank with you, I looked at how the final 15 broke out. He should make it. He'll be one of the five guys.
So start booking my room.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, if I were you, I'd book the whole week.
No, we're taking the show there, right?
If you want to do the show there, I'll do the show there. I'll just pop in the day of and pop out, but that's fine. You can stay all week if you want.
Oh, fine. Don't spend quality time at the Hall of Fame or anything. You know, don't do anything interesting.
Excuse me, but I believe I have someone who can personally take me through.
Excuse me. Just because you happen to be close friends with somebody who's enshrined there.
Yes. It's always a big weekend. And he will, and he'll be there. Excuse me. So, yeah. But I thought maybe you'd appreciate the perspective of Denny Dowds.
I think that's
James Franklin's football coach.
That's a great idea.
Well, he'll be on at 3:35. Want me to tell you hi?
That's good. That's great.
No, that was a lie. No. So.
Don't know that I ever met him.
I have. In fact, I go back 31 years ago. Denny Dowds has won 4 PSAC championships in his career. And in 1982 was one of them. Edinburgh and East Stroudsburg at Edinburgh in the championship game. And I was on the broadcast team for WPSX-TV and Penn State Public Television that day.
What was this like his 40th season?
I believe it was.
I mean,
yes. He just finished his 40th season.
I thought
season.
So. Steve, 230
wins in his career.
That's not too bad. Phone's already lighting up. Doug from Wellsboro, check it in.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing all right.
Hey, I need your guys' help today.
Oh, Doug, look. You have a lot to live for. Step away from the ledge. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't bet on the NFL. It's a little too tough to make money on it right now.
Well, here's my problem. Wednesday night, I was minding my own business, and I saw on Twitter that the next coach would be flying into University Park. So I've been camped out at University Park Airport since Wednesday night at 11 o'clock.
Well, Doug, in fact, if you want, we can play Roy Orbison's Only the Lonely.
The problem is I'm running low on supplies. I was wondering if you could have Kevin make up some sandwiches and bring them up, because I'm not giving up my good prime viewing spot.
Doug, how do you feel about grilled cheese?
I'm desperate for anything at this point, Steve.
Actually, you know I'm not allowed to use the stove, so how about just a cheese sandwich?
No. You know what? You know what I'm going to do, Doug? Okay? I'm going to get you two great meals at the tavern, run them out to you myself personally, and then you can be our correspondent when whomever lands tomorrow morning.
Hey, I'm going to be on the scene no matter what. I'm not leaving this spot.
Good for you, Doug.
Hey, seriously, it is crazy how fast this Twitter, they take little bits of information. It is crazy how much, all the way from Al Golden on Saturday till today, so they're tracking the flight right now. They're going back down to pick him up in Nashville. It's crazy how fast this stuff moves nowadays.
Yeah, it is. I don't think there's any question about that. I had said, Doug, to Kevin on the show, I think about 3-4 months ago, that there's going to be a point, I think, over the next 5 years where our primary news source is going to end up being Twitter, and then if we want it, something expanded, we'll go to the source later, like SportsCenter or CBS News or whatever it happens to be. And this is how it's been proving out. People using their Twitter accounts to get information out. Now, the flight tracker thing on Wednesday, I will admit, was a bit comical, only because, you know, from my perspective, because Dick Girardi and I are sitting there doing the basketball game. And we look down on the media guys who have been working all very hard on this because they're all trying to find whatever sliver they can to get out there. We're all doing the flight tracker thing. And when they left to go to the airport, I said to Dick, I said, I've got a feeling it's only Dave Joyner and Rodney Erickson on the plane. He says, why do you say that? I said, because a normal process is that once you select the person that you want to offer, you always bring the university president to meet them first before you do make the offer. I said, I expect they're the only two people who are going to get off the plane. And it turned out that was right. So,
yeah, you knew you had to, plus the vetting had to go on in the background. That sure, had yet to really
right.
kick in. Have you ever met Franklin personally? Do you know anything of him personally?
I do not know him personally. I've never met him. We have a mutual friend that I talked with on the phone today. Kevin Stallings, the basketball coach of Vanderbilt. So I talked to Kevin this morning about him, plus some other things too, because Kevin's son, Jacob, played minor league baseball with the State College Spikes in the summer of 2012. That's how I got to know Kevin. So we talked a little bit about Jacob too, obviously. And Denny Dowds, you're going to hear Denny Dowds, his college coach, it's going to be on the show here at 3:35. Everyone says nothing but great things about him. Energetic, go-getter. He's going, you know, I'll tell you right now, if he's the selection, Doug, and he's sitting up in that podium tomorrow, I can tell you one thing in no uncertain terms, he will win the press conference. He is somebody that, in terms of the ability to embrace the media and also have the ability to own the room, he has that ability.
What's the Joyner family connection? Wasn't there a family friend or some mutual connection there?
That one I don't know. I don't know, Doug.
I thought there was a mutual family friend distant, but that's what I thought I'd heard. That, well,
could have been. I don't know. You know more about that than I do, so you're one up on me there.
Well, I think Nick Saban, I think he just got off the plane, so I'm going to go check this out. If I find anything, I'll report back before the show's over.
Tell Saban I said hi.
Well, he doesn't look too talkative. He's kind of angry looking.
That's Nick. You know, but you know what, Doug? I watched Saban the other night on game day. He is really good and engaging on that show as a personality on it compared to what you see in the interviews.
Yeah, he was pretty good on TV the other night. So, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Doug. We'll get some food over to you soon. Hang on.
Thank you,
Doug in Wellsboro, our good friend. Great to hear from him. Our number 800-795-9565. And we'll be talking with Denny Dowds, the head football coach at East Stroudsburg, who was James Franklin's head coach when he played there. And then we'll have Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, on obviously the ill-conceived and ill-fated Hall of Fame candidacy of Jerome Bettis.
Wheels on the bus are headed to Canton.
Well, I'll tell you right now, they're probably doing it slowly at only 3.9 per turn.
Oh, wow. That was good, though. I got to admit. I hate doing that, but it was good. That was good.
I knew you'd like that.
Problem is, man, they don't stop. They just keep going.
But you know what? What I found interesting is that you always take a quick look to see who didn't make the cut.
Right.
And Roger Craig didn't make the cut, which I found interesting.
Does he still hold the record for most receiving and rushing yards in a single season, collectively?
Yes. Yes. Let's see. ESPN's reporting that James Franklin's expected to receive a contract from Penn State worth up to $4.5 million a year, which would rank him second in the Big Ten behind Urban Meyer. Former coach Bill O'Brien made $3.82 million a year, while Franklin reportedly made $3 million a year at Vanderbilt. Now, this is not all from Penn State, guys. Part of this is Nike money. A definite portion of this is the Learfield contract, both television and radio. So the TV show, along with the Thursday night show, pregame and postgame show, he gets a check. Usually it's twice a year that this happens. It's usually on the 30th, and then it happens again on the December 30th of June, and then December 31st is when those checks usually go out. The Public Compensation Committee meeting is scheduled to meet, as we said yesterday, at 8:30 to discuss a matter of compensation. Yeah.
Is it true that the Creamery now has Franklin Mint as a type
of... Oh, brother.
All right, I got Dick from Milton on the line for you before the news, Steve.
Oh, Dick, thanks for saving the show,
hey,
Dick.
This is only going to take a second, but I've been following the Vanderbilt football forums. You might find this interesting. There's one that's got 1,766 users online watching their football forum. And they're all already going through a list of new football coaches. So
and
they're pretty, I mean, that kind of interesting that they, I mean, they're pretty much going through the list of people and their criteria for their new football coach. So they're pretty much resigned to the fact that they've lost their football coach.
Yeah, I would think they would have to be, because Penn State would not have announced the press conference if this was not a done deal. Which means if they think it's a done deal, that means Franklin's a done deal, which then means Vanderbilt's looking for a coach. My question is whether or not they take someone from the current Vanderbilt staff and ascend that person to the position, or whether the key components of that staff come here.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you that. I just thought it was interesting. As I say, you're looking at almost 2,000 people on the football forum down there looking at one thing after another, looking at their possible football coach. I thought it was kind of interesting. I thought you might find that a little bit interesting.
Nice piece of investigative work there, Dick. I like it. Well done.
See ya. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
He's going to be our new correspondent in Milton.
Well, I think it sounds to me like he's working the Nashville beat.
Well, and listen, you don't have to be in Nashville or at the airport.
But this is great, though. You know, I like the fact that we're getting little tidbits of information for everybody trying to find something out. Dick, thanks for that. That was great. Denny Dowds, the East Stroudsburg head coach, James Franklin's college coach, next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Brewers Outlet, it's Friday, babe. NFL playoffs this weekend. Big party over at Kev's place. By the way, how'd the kid do to last night in Hughesville? Okay. I figured there was no text last night, so there wasn't much to talk about. Are you okay? Are you near a ledge? What's going on? Hello?
Yes.
Hello? I'm working with a mime.
It's Look, a busy. Got, listen, I've got all got sorts of lines ringing. I'm trying to set up interviews for you.
I got two interviews today. We're all set. Who are you trying to get on? The janitor at Vanderbilt? What?
Yes, yes. He's the one in the building right now. He knows that the office has been cleaned out.
Oh, God. It's like somebody went by Aspen Heights the other day here, and they saw this huge moving van. Of course, we know whose house that was. All right. You okay there? You all right? Did the kid do well last night or not? I'm working with a mime.
Hang on. We'll get to that later. It was not a stellar night.
Okay, fine. That's what I thought. There was no text. Usually I get like 8 calls and things went great, you know. All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And we're talking about beverages, wide selection of beer, soda, great pickle bar, incredible, the best in the area. On top of that, you have fresh hot roasted peanuts, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Stock up for the weekend. All right, do it tonight. It's going to rain tomorrow. Do it tonight. And we're in the Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Thought we'd go a little different route today. A guy that many in our area will be familiar with because they play Bloomsburg all the time, and that is East Stroudsburg. Very pleased to be joined by East Stroudsburg head football coach Denny Dowds, who was also James Franklin's college football coach. Denny, welcome. It's great to hear from you.
It's a great day in the Poconos, and right now we're on our way to Indianapolis for the American Football Coaches Association.
That's tremendous. Our paths actually did cross once. And it's a year, it was a championship year for you. 1982 PSAC championship that you won at Edinburgh. I was on the television broadcast team that day. So it's been a long time, but our paths have actually crossed before. So,
hey, we look at it just a couple years.
You and I do look at it as just a couple of years. Okay. And that's what the older generation does. It just seems like yesterday. Your quarterback was James Franklin. You also gave him an opportunity to be on your staff early on. What kind of quarterback was? Some quarterbacks are an extension of the coaching staff. Was he like that?
Well, it was like this. You know, James was brought up in the lower Bucks County, went to Neshaminy High School. At that particular time, Neshaminy was a wishbone football offensive team. You know, about East Stroudsburg, we have no problem throwing the ball.
Right.
Right now, we probably average 143 throws a ball game. Well, you know, we recruited him. He had thrown the ball 38 times total his senior year. So we come back, and the coaches say, I got a quarterback, and he's thrown the ball 38 times. And they said, in one game, I said, no, that's not total year. No, we're a nuts recruiting quarterback. But he was a fine athlete and a good leader. And they came, and I remember, I think his first ball game, I think he threw the ball 42 times, so he bettered the season in one ball game with us. But he was a type of young man who had a great work ethic, had great enthusiasm, passion for what he was doing, and is very goal-oriented in dealing with that. And if you look at those attributes for a football player, they're super. If you look at those attributes for a head football coach, that's super also. But then again, if you were in the business world and you had a person like that, you'd be looking for more like that, too.
Exactly. Now, I know he didn't start coaching with you. He went to Kutztown first, then he spent a year on your staff.
Yes.
When did
he came back and saw the light in dealing with the opportunity to come back. And he coached with us, and we have a procedure you go through with when you coach with us. And he got involved. And he has paid his dues. I mean, people say, well, look, he's been a couple of different places. Well, the question today is, if you want to get into college football coaching, how do you get there? And you get there by going and become a grad assistant in most cases, and particularly in Division I. All right, and then you start and you get into maybe a Division II school and then get on with some other Division I school, maybe not in the top 10 in the country. And then you start to work your way up through the hierarchy to be able to do that. James Franklin has paid his dues.
What I find interesting is that he has been on the offensive side of the ball everywhere in his career. Whether it's Kutztown, James Madison, except for you, you had as a DB coach. What kind of DB coach was he for you?
He was, and I'll tell you why. We look to hire good people first.
Right.
If you hire good people, good things are going to happen. And you know, a quarterback, that's not a big thing from the standpoint. Every secondary is every snap. So he did a fine job for us then.
I've had a lot of secondary coaches that have always told me that, especially at the safety spot, they love to have former quarterbacks play the safety spot for the reason you talked about.
Yes.
You talked, you know, did he indicate to you once he got to his senior year, he says, you know what, I wouldn't mind trying the coaching route. Did he ever talk to you about that before he actually jumped into it?
Well, between the junior and senior year, he lived with us in the summertime.
Yeah.
He stayed in our house, and he wanted to take a course or two. And also, he wanted to get with his wide receivers on campus to be able to do that, and dealing with that. So that's where he was. And when sitting on the deck eating some fun things, talking about half the world's problems, and thought we solved most of them. And dealing with that, we talk about coaching, and that was one of his passions too.
How well-rounded an individual? Everyone can get locked into coaching and so forth. How well-rounded an individual did you consider James Franklin to be?
I think he's a super well-rounded individual. And a couple reasons I would make that statement. Number one, he didn't start out with a silver spoon in his mouth. He came up through the hard way. He worked for everything. He's gotten it, and he deserves it. And he has been successful at every stop along the way. Now, in dealing with that, one of the questions you might ask is, okay, how are you successful with that? Well, one of the means of being successful is you got to have the ability to communicate. You got to be able to communicate with the CEO of a corporation. You got to be able to communicate with the person who walks down the Main Street in your local community dealing with this. One of the things that James has is the ability to communicate. And it's been shown that, well, look at Vanderbilt. He goes into Vanderbilt with a particular situation where he's got a vision. He's got his mission statement. He's got his philosophy. He's got his, policies and procedures. He sells that to the young men he's coaching with. He sells that to his staff. He sells that to the administration. And he sells that to the Vanderbilt Nation, or if you want to call it college community, whatever you want to use it that. And the ability to be able to do that is a mark of a very successful person.
You've been at East Stroudsburg. I mean, I think if I recall correctly, it goes back into the 60s as an assistant, but as the head coach from 74 on, how much has your job changed?
Oh, when I came to East Stroudsburg 48 years ago, I mean, you used to coach, you recruit a little bit, have spring ball, and that's it. Coaching today is 24/7, 365. You coach all the time. And you go from one thing to another, and in dealing with the opportunity to be able to not only deal with your kids, but I'll tell you what the biggest thing is, it is paperwork. Mm. I mean, you kill a lot of trees today dealing with a lot of that stuff that some people think is important, but I'm not sure where those papers go after you complete, volumes of them and being able to get involved with that. But that's part of it. You know, every day you turn your computer on and you got 100+ emails and you got to deal with that stuff too. So that stuff wasn't even around when we started coaching. Now it's part of the daily atmosphere that you are involved with.
Why you know, you go, you've been always very successful. What was it about East Stroudsburg that was always the right fit, and why did you not eventually move on someplace else?
Well, a couple of things. One, you know, from my personal standpoint, when I got to East Stroudsburg, and I interviewed for the job, told my wife, I said, we're going there, we'll probably be there a year or two, and move on. That's what coaches did at that particular time. But once we got to East Stroudsburg, then we asked ourselves, you know, what do we really want in our lives? And we wanted a good place to raise our family. Second thing is that we enjoyed coaching. And I teach, and I still teach to this day in Dillon, and I enjoy that with interacting with the kids. And the other thing is, how big a deal is it when you coach? Is it important to have, you know, 800 people behind you or 85,000 people behind you? That wasn't a factor. I mean, we could have gone out, lined off a cornfield at 4 a.m. in the morning, and they had 22, and we had 22. Let's play in dealing with that. And one of the things you look at it, East Stroudsburg University, East Stroudsburg community, and the Poconos, it's a great place to be able to accomplish all of those factors. Now, could you add a few more shekels in your pocket going someplace else? Yeah. Those opportunities were certainly there. Yes. But was that the most important thing? The most important thing in us was, or my wife and myself, was to raise our family in a proper fashion and being able to interact with kids. And it, where we are, it is still a game. So you interact with your kids in the classroom, you interact with your kids on the field, and you also make them accountable for what they do in our college community, too. And so that's what makes East Stroudsburg a great place.
We're with East Stroudsburg head coach Denny Dowds. A lot of people in this state probably don't realize it, but the PSAC produced the Harlan Hill Award winner this year in Franklin Quiete from Bloomsburg.
We did it last year, too.
Yeah, you did the last year, too.
And in 2005, Jimmy Twilliger was the Harlan Hill, and he was our quarterback at that particular time.
Right.
So in fact, East Stroudsburg, they started that award in 1988. In 1988, since that date, the East Stroudsburg University is ranked second in the nation for the number of nominees that have been nominated for that particular award. Mm-hmm. So we have been blessed with some great talents and also the ability to have those guys recognized across the country.
Finally, at the press conference tomorrow, if it ends up being James Franklin, what kind of football coach would Penn State get?
You're going to get a great coach from the standpoint of his ability to communicate, his passion, his enthusiasm to get people to buy into what his philosophy is. And I'll tell you one thing, it will not be boring. He'll have an excitement at State College that will certainly provide all those Nittany Lion fans with some great Saturday afternoons.
Denny, it was an absolute pleasure for me. It's great to hook up with you again. Safe trip out to Indianapolis and the Coaches Convention. Appreciate your time.
Hey, always great to talk with you, and you get in the Poconos, make sure you stop in and see us.
I sure will, Denny. Thank you.
Good talking.
Denny Dowds, head football coach, East Stroudsburg. James Franklin's college coach. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Next half hour, the ill-fated candidacy of Jerome Bettis for the Hall of Fame. I'm working with a mime. Are you in the box and your hands are up in the box? Is that what you're doing right now?
No. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's a busy day, okay? It's a busy day. There's this one big story that seems to pop up every time. So it's keeping me busy today.
Keeping you busy? We just interviewed his coach.
Yeah, I know.
Who else took that angle today?
Let me think. Yeah, CBN. No, I can't think of anybody. And if you missed any of it, you make sure you go
doing?
To stevejonesshow.com.
What are you doing, scrolling the internet? What are you doing right now?
making plans for tomorrow. Making plans for tomorrow's 4:15 announcement.
Why don't you just go to Brewer's Outlet tonight? It'll be good for you.
What, are they going to tailgate before the announcement? Is that what you're saying?
I think you should. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. Sunbury Motor Company has over 300 new Fords and over 100 new Hyundais that must be sold now. Get savings up to $11,000 during the January inventory liquidation event at Sunbury Motor Company. Liquidation means vehicles need to fly off the lot as quickly as possible, and Sunbury Motors will do what it takes to earn your business now. See all of the great deals on new Fords and Hyundais now, because time is of the essence, and if you wait too long, the new Ford or Hyundai you've had your eyes on will be in someone else's driveway. At Sunbury Motor Company, they never pressure you into buying a vehicle you don't want or that's out of your price range. They want to make sure you're getting the best possible deal with the best possible service before, during, and after the sale. This is the time to buy that new Ford or Hyundai, and this is the place. Stop at Sunbury Motor Company now while the selection's at its best. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at Sunbury Motors.
All right. The 16th football coach of the Nittany Lion program will be introduced tomorrow. You know, give the search committee a lot of credit. They put a lot of time into this. There was a process, and through all of it, you know, the reporters have done a good job trying to find a sliver here and a sliver there, but they really pretty much kept things to themselves. Well, the leaks weren't, I don't think there were any leaks on the Penn State side of it. But in the end, it doesn't really, that doesn't matter anymore. He'll be introduced tomorrow, and now the program can move forward. Should it be James Franklin you were talking about? Yes. Okay, let's be honest and direct with everybody so that they know. Yeah, we know about the case in Nashville right now. Okay? We all know about it. Okay? You know, Kornheiser, Wilbon, and Christine Brennan, and Stephen A. Smith, and
Dennis
and Skip Dennis Bayless and Dennis Dodds. Okay, it's like it wasn't an eye-opening thing. I mean, we knew about it months ago. Okay, but if you're talking about one of the dynamic hires that a lot of people would love to make, this is one of the hot guys. If I'm other Big Ten schools, this is the hire that would worry me.
Especially Maryland.
Well, no. Kevin, okay, Maryland's in the same division. That's fine. Okay? There's a bottom line to this, and I say this with all due respect to Maryland. Okay? You're trying to beat Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan right now. And right now you're even with Michigan. So, I mean, you're probably past Michigan. So now you're trying to beat out Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got to think big. You got to think big, Kev.
Yeah, but you have to sit back and think, oh, man, why did we let him go in the first place?
That's a long time ago, okay? I mean, I know he was the coach in waiting. I know that. But, okay, you make your choice. You do what you think is right. All right? Well, he's going to be here now. And turns out Maryland's going to be in the Big Ten. But I think when you look at Vanderbilt, which is, he has done a magnificent job. They're 16-4 in their last 20 games. At Vanderbilt, they hadn't won 9 games in the season since 1915. And that's why Joe won 10 games or better 21 times in his career. Do you realize that? 21 times in his career he won 10 games or more. I believe Notre Dame as a program, has done it 19 times. Joe did it 21 times. Vanderbilt won 9 games in the season for the first time since 1915. But this goes back to the Peyton Manning discussion that you and I had when he was trying to sign. And it was Arizona, Miami, and Denver. And what did I say about Denver at the time? I said, I think he looks at Denver as the fast track to the Super Bowl. Because Kansas City was down and out, Oakland down and out, San Diego was in reverse. I said, you can win the division, get in the playoffs, and get there. I said, that's why I thought he would pick Denver, and he did. This is the same thing. I think James Franklin thinks he can fast track to the not just to the postseason, but be in consideration for the BCS at Penn State compared to Vanderbilt.